the case of the lost word. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Capo, California, with Instant Illumination. The case of the lost word. Now, you've heard a lot of detectives going out detecting things like Sherlock Holmes and so forth, and what's the fellow's name? Pourquoi?
Yeah.
And
Poirot,
yeah. Our little Frenchman, yeah. A Belgian in London, yeah. Okay, so, and they're both from London. How about that?
Yeah.
Shakespeare.
Sherlock Holmes
and Poirot.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and both notable detectives. Now, Poirot was called in for the missing word. And Poirot didn't have any idea what he was going to have to do because he didn't know what the missing word meant. And so he came up to Dr. Byerly, who was heading the University of Healing, and he said, "Dr. Byerly, I understand that you have the missing word." And I said, "Yes, we do." I said, "We send out the word to all of our students and share with them. And the word is, be yourself and have fun. And the word is, you're number one. And the word is that you're God. And the word is that that's it." Now, somewhere we've lost the word, "I am God." Somewhere that has disappeared. I don't know where it went to. We have it in all of our courses. We teach it to everybody. But it disappeared. Now, I don't know what to do. "Well, Dr. Byerly, the thing to do is to go down to see when was the last time you had the word, you know." And I said, "Well, the last time we had the word was, about a week ago." Yeah, a week ago. In fact, it was a week ago Sunday. And I was speaking here in London at the hospital, and the Nottingham Hospital, you know, from the Nottingham Forest with the sheriff. And as I was speaking there, I told them that there is only one cause in this universe, only one power, and that power is the indwelling power within each of you, and that power sometimes is called God. And it can be called anything that you like, because it doesn't matter. And at that moment, God disappeared. The word God disappeared. And the word power was there, and the word something greater than they've ever known before, and things like that. But the word God just disappeared, and I haven't heard it since. "Well, how do you think that can happen?" Poirot asked me. And I said, "Well, Mr. Poirot, whenever we think that we're too big to speak the truth about ourselves, whenever we try to pretend that we know more than the wisdom of the simplicity, then we lose things." And Poirot says, "Well, do you want to explain that a little bit?" And I said, "Well, we have a lot of students all over the world, and they're students of varying degrees of intelligence. And by intelligence, I mean varying degrees of education. Intelligence doesn't have to depend on education, but we define it oftentimes that way. So people come to us and they want to study the brain. They want to know how the brain operates and how the brain functions. They want to know all about the stem cells and how it functions and how it works in the brain. And then they get so bound up in the stem cells and the physiology of the stem cells and how these 10,000 stem cells in the brain every day are born, but forgetting the fact that there are 10 zillion brain stem cells throughout the body that are born every day also, replacing the other stem cells, the undifferentiated cells. And they get so tied up in this, so excited about this. Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. Yeah, well, what are you going to do about it?" "Well, I'll know about it." "Well, gee, that is great. That is what most people do when they go to college. They know about things. But unfortunately, they don't know how to apply it. Because in college, they don't teach you how to apply it. They only teach you how to know it. And of course, to know it and not apply it is a rather unfortunate thing. But it's what humanity does. mothers say to their children, you know better than to do that. You know better than to do that. You know better. You know better. You know better. Well, they don't really mean that. What they mean when they speak to their child is, now, is that what we teach? Is that the type of action we teach? Do you think it's all right to hit your little brother? Well, sure. He was picking on me, and I don't want it, and so I stopped him, and I picked on him. Well, he's your little brother, and you never pick on your little brother. But he was... But you never pick on your little brother. That's just the rule of the game. Now, you chose to be a member of this family, and in this family, one of the rules of our game is we never pick on our little brothers, no matter how awful they may be. You see? Now, are you ready to put into practice what the game is here in this family?
What's the game in this family?
The game is, I like me, I'm number one. What's the game?
I'm myself and having fun.
I am myself and I have fun. Now, can you handle it? Oh, sure, sure, that's easy. Okay, now, let's say you want to do something that you're yourself and you're having fun. What sort of thing would you do if you're yourself? Well, if I were myself, I'd have lots of money. Well, that's a nice thing, too. And what would you do with the money? Well, I'd spend it, of course. Well, where would you spend it? Well, I'd buy a new house for you and Dad, you know. Well, that's very noble of you. And what would you do with the new house that you bought for us? What do you think of our house that we have now? Oh, it's okay. Well, then why do we need a new house? Well, I'd have money, so I'd spend it. Well, you mean you do something just because you have it, not because it is a benefit to you? Well, heck yes, what the heck? Mom, you take all the fun out of everything. No, I don't take the fun out of everything. Being yourself and having fun is being self-disciplined to do things that make you happy. Now, if you buying us a house makes you happy, that's great. But if us not moving into that house, because we're very content where we are, that makes us happy, do we have that privilege too?
Well, yeah.
Well, who'd be living in that house?
Well, I'd be living in that house
all by yourself. Now, that would be interesting, wouldn't it? Is that, would that make you...
No.
You guys should come too. I mean, because, you know, it's going to be a nice house. I'm going to buy a real good house and nice swimming pool and nice tennis courts and volleyball courts and a golf course, and it's going to have everything. Oh, my. That's going to be quite the place. Somebody's going to have to tend for it. Well, we have caretakers and stuff like that. Well, that's cool. Well, son, that's sort of pipe dreaming, isn't it? Now, until you get that house, how are you going to be yourself and have fun right where you are? Right what you're doing right now? Well, I don't know. How am I going to do it? Well, son, let's think of some ways that you might be doing it. Son, do you think that if you went over to your brother and you said to your little brother, you know, you're okay. I really like you. I want to give you my mitt. I'm getting a new one, but I want to give you my old one because it's still very good. Now, I don't want to give him my mitt. I don't want to be nice to him. He's my brother, and he's just a naughty boy. I don't like him. Oh, why is he a naughty boy? Well, just because. Well, that doesn't answer it. Why do you say just because? Well, I don't know. Oh, why don't you try it? It's like wearing a new pair of shoes, you know. You put them on, and after a while, they're very comfortable. Now, put it on being nice to other people, showing the rest of the world what a great person you are by what a nice person you are, how you like to share what you have with everybody, and everybody likes to share with you. But you don't have to share what you have and not have it. You share it because of your abundance. You give away your extra baseballs because you've got plenty of them. Even the signature autographed baseball, you give it away. Somebody else would be very happy. Oh, Mom, oh, no way. But sure. Can you not be possessed by things in your world? Can you be loving and giving?
Oh, man, this being yourself and having fun, that's a lot of work.
Well, no, it's not really. It's just a change of pace. It's just a change from what you've been doing to what you want to do. Now, How are you going to find who you really are until you start giving away who you are? Because then when you give it away, you'll realize more comes. And you'll say, wow, I didn't realize it worked like that. That's nice. I give and it comes. I give and it comes. It just flows and flows and flows. Hey, I like that. I like that. Well, why don't you start with your little brother now? Oh, yeah, yeah. Start with your little brother. What's something that you like the best of anything in the world? Well, my new mitt. All right. You think you could give your new mitt to your little brother? He doesn't even play ball. He wouldn't know what to do with it. He wouldn't. Do you think you could give your new mitt to your ball, your brother, your little brother? Well, if you say so, Mom. No, I don't say so. It's got to be your heart telling you what you want to do. Now, you just do whatever you think you should do and talk to me later, whatever you choose to do. So, he goes out and he takes his balls and he throws, playing catch with his little brother. He lets his little brother wear his old mitt first. And the little brother has his old mitt. It's a little big, but he wears it. And he catches the ball. And his old little brother says, oh, that is neat. Oh, that doesn't sting when you catch the ball with a mitt on your hand. Oh, that is nice. I like that. Oh, boy, oh, thank you for letting me have your old mitt. Oh, that's so nice. And then he says, well, I don't want to give that to you. Oh, what do you mean? I want to give you my new one. What? Oh, oh, hey, oh, hey, wow. And he runs up to his older brother and gives him a hug and a kiss, and he says, you're the most wonderful brother in the whole universe. And the older brother runs into the house and tells his mother what happened. And he tells his mother, did I feel good? Oh, 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 man, did I feel good when he appreciated it so much. Now, you know, Mom, I know you told me about this, but I must learn to feel good even if they don't appreciate it. Because when I give, I don't give to get appreciation. I give because I want to share. And Mom, I'm going to practice. Is it okay if I practice more on my little brother? All you want. Just remember, it won't always be the same because he'll have different attitudes about what you're doing and he'll give you different responses. But be yourself and have fun. And remember, learn the rules of the game and then you can play the game well. People want to take the courses of the University of Healing. They want to get the degrees, they want to get the ordination, the practitioner certificate. They want to get a church certificate. They want to start having a church and start having a school and start having all these things. And I say, beautiful. And then they say, but I don't want to affiliate with you. I want to do it on my own. I say, hey, cool. Don't use our name then. Don't use God Unlimited, University of Healing. Just use whatever name you like. You know, heaven you can call it. You know, use whatever name you like. But if you use the name God Unlimited, University of Healing, then you must teach what the God Unlimited, University of Healing teaches. And it's these simple things. Ellen?
Be myself and have fun. I like me.
I am myself and I have fun.
I like me. I am God. I like me. I am myself and I have fun.
You see, we shouldn't forget I'm God. Because in all of our saying, we have to have our foundation.
That's true.
And what is our foundation, Ingeborg?
I am God, God I am.
Exactly. Our foundation is I am God, and that's what we want to always remember, and we want to not always get back to it, but we want to remember that we never left it. Mm-hmm. Because with our foundation, we know that we don't lift our leg on people's furniture, you know. When puppy dogs go into people's houses and do that, they're not very welcome. And they are taught not to do that. Not that it's wrong, but it's just not the place to do it in the house. Dog wants to do it on a bush or something, and even there, sometimes Mama doesn't want you to do it on her rose bushes or whatever. Or on the pine trees.
The rosemary which you put in the
rose. Yeah. But basically, there's no problem. When you have your foundation, you always have your results, and everything works out just perfect, and we never have any problems. Would you like to have the experience that that little boy had in sharing the mitt with his brother? Well, you'll have it in your own way when you learn to give without expecting anything in return. And you give because it's a joy to give, not because you want to receive, but it's a joy to give. But then you also have to learn how to receive. And when you receive, you merely say, thank you, and then you go and do whatever you want. Throw it in the trash or use it or whatever you want. But say thank you and get out of there. But let the other person have the joy of giving it to you. I wouldn't take a mink coat and throw it in the trash. Well, if you had no use for it, you know, what would you do with it? I had an aunt one time who gave my sister one of her mink coats. And the mink coat, she'd been ill a long time. And her mink coat was in her closet a long time, 8 or 10 years. And she took it out and she gave it to my sister. It was in the box. And so when my sister took it home and opened it, it floated away. The fur wasn't locked to the skin anymore. But hey, that was great. She meant well. She just was a little slow in sharing, while yes. What she shared still could be enjoyed. So please remember, share what you have while it still can be enjoyed. And don't wait around to see it be enjoyed. Have a lovely day, and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.
I love you.